How to Cultivate Contentment by Salon George. Contentment with life is not a feeling, but it is a decision we must make. It also means we will maintain an attitude that allows us to enjoy the gift of life. Joyce Meyer. If you're like most people, you're probably always striving for more. More money, more possessions, more success. But what if there was a way to be content with what you have? To be happy with less? It may sound counterintuitive, but it's possible to cultivate contentment. And it all starts with your mindset. The benefits of being content. True contentment is a state of mind in which we are at peace with ourselves, our surroundings, and feel a sense of well-being regardless of our circumstances. While it may be challenging to achieve this state of mind all the time, being content offers many benefits. We are less likely to experience anxiety, stress, and discontentment when we are content. This can lead to greater peace of mind and improved physical health. Additionally, contentment can improve our relationships as we are more likely to be positive and grateful for what we have, instead of constantly striving for more. While it may not be easy to cultivate contentment, it is worth the effort as it can lead to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Obstacles to contentment. Like anything else worth having in life, contentment doesn't come easy. There are several obstacles that can stand in our way and prevent us from achieving this state of happiness. Recognizing these barriers is the first step to overcoming them. One of the biggest obstacles to contentment is our own expectations. We often expect too much from ourselves and others. When these expectations are not met, we feel disappointed and dissatisfied. Therefore, learning to manage our expectations is key to cultivating contentment. Another obstacle to contentment is envy. When we compare ourselves to others and focus on what they have that we don't, we risk breeding discontentment. Alternatively, we can focus on being grateful for what we do have. A third obstacle to contentment is the fear of change. We can become so comfortable with our current circumstances that the prospect of change seems scary and unsettling. But we must be open to change if we want to experience true contentment. After all, change is inevitable and it's often for the better. By recognizing these obstacles and making a conscious effort to overcome them, we can start down the path to contentment. Contentment in different areas of life. It's necessary to have contentment in different areas to have a fulfilled and well-rounded life. Work is often one of the first places we think of when it comes to contentment. Finding a job that you enjoy and are good at is essential. If you don't enjoy your job, it won't be easy to find contentment in this area of your life. It is also necessary to feel like you are contributing something of value. If you feel like your job is meaningless, it will be hard to find contentment in this area. Home is considered a place where we feel safe and comfortable. If our home is uncomfortable or does not feel like our own, it will be hard to find contentment here. Family is another key area in which we can experience contentment. Ideally, our families are sources of support and love. They are often the people we can rely on and help us feel loved and accepted for who we are. If our families don't meet these criteria, it will be difficult to find contentment within these relationships. Friendships are also important and can contribute significantly to our overall sense of contentment. Friends are people we enjoy spending time with and who can help us feel less alone in the world. Good friends are people we can let our guard down with and just be. This is good for promoting greater contentment with our lives. The role of gratitude in contentment. Gratitude is an emotion that occurs when we appreciate the good things in our lives. When we feel gratitude, we acknowledge that we have been blessed with something that is valuable and important to us. Research has shown that gratitude has several benefits for our mental and physical health. For example, grateful people have been shown to have higher levels of self-esteem, hope, and empathy. They are also more likely to experience less stress and anxiety and more satisfaction with their lives overall. In order to cultivate contentment, it is important to focus on all the good things in our lives instead of dwelling on what we lack. By taking the time each day to reflect on the things we are thankful for, we can train our brains to find happiness in even the simplest things. Make a decision today. It takes effort and intention to be content. You have to decide that you want to be content and then take steps to make it happen. Contentment doesn't mean that you have to be happy all the time or that you can never have desires or goals. It simply means being thankful for what you have and being satisfied with where you are in life, even if there is room for improvement. So if you're not feeling very content right now, don't worry. Just start taking some small steps in the right direction and before long, you'll start to feel more at ease with your life and more comfortable in your own skin.